one, number four, You Make Me Smile. Look at this Gelding one, three in a row, really impressively. And then the other day, they tried Group 3 Company, and it wasn't a disgrace, finishing fourth, only beating three lengths. He over-raced in the lead a little that day. I think Connection's probably learned a bit from that up in that grey, that the horse is just a little bit better, just let run. Tomorrow, drops back to a benchmark 88, and drawn out in barrier 9, I think that can really suit it. Cathy O'Hara should be able to just take her time, working across to the front. Wet track, look, heavy, slow. This gelding ticks both boxes. Looks like a real wet tracker, so any conditions tomorrow looks to be well suited. With that easy lead and all those conditions, I think 550, very keen. He's my best bet of the day.
Righto. So currently, as we told you, 5.50 before the TAB Early Bird Specials kick in at midday. So that's race one, number four. And where's your other one, Tim?
Mate, I was keen to tip Dreamforce in race eight. Now, did I hear you saying that he might be a doubtful runner on the heavy? Or?
No, look, no. John Thompson just thinks that the horse goes well on slow or soft, but has a question mark on heavy.
Yeah, okay. Well, his form kind of reads that. Two starts in the soft for two pretty good seconds. So, look, hopefully he's still in the soft range. I'm still keen to tip him. And look, it's the same form line as You Make Me Smile. So if it was to win the first, I'd grow a bit in confidence here. And I just think this guy, he's just a good horse. Like, he's won 10 from 23. I don't think this guy's out of, I don't think it's out of the realms for this guy to feature in a Doncaster handicap. And for him to be doing that, he'll have to be running well tomorrow. In his favour, again, another horse that's drawn wide, but it doesn't look a lot of pace. I think that can really suit on tomorrow's track. The opposition are coming up from Melbourne, Land of Plenty, 50 stars. Yeah, I'm kind of keen to be against that form. They come up here, strike a Rosehill track first go. So Dreamforce, he's rock solid. He's going to be out in front doing his own thing. Again, hopefully not too wet. But, yeah, just really keen to be with him. And $6, no, I think it's you can take on that risk of not 100% handling the wet track at $6. I think that's not too bad.
Particularly, Land of Plenty is another one that they want a drier track rather than a wet one. So it will be interesting. And 50 stars is heading towards the Doncaster, and it's got to carry a bit of weight tomorrow, 56.5. All right, so the two there for Tim, race one, number four, and race eight, number two, Dreamforce. And as we've mentioned there, Tim, the early birds kick in at midday today.
Yeah, all around the country.
Good on you. Thanks, Tim. Have a good winning weekend, mate.
Thanks a lot, Andrew.
Tim Ryan there from TAB Thoroughbred Wagering, the team there that put all the prices out there, his fancies. The TAB Early Bird Specials kicking in at midday. As we've told you, Widgie Turf has been scratched from the Ajax Stakes tomorrow. Race 8, number 4, it's running at Flemington. The Coolmore Classic, the only scratching is Cool Passion. Race 7, number 7, Mandillion will line up with a jockey to come. In the Sky High, working back in race 6, Gaelic Chieftain number 8 and Singing number 9 are the early scratchings there. And Catch Me, who barrier trialled yesterday, is officially out of race 3, race 3 number 3. We'll keep an eye on the weather through the day and the track conditions at the moment at Rosehill. It's a soft 7 and a big day at Kembla for Phillies Classic Day. After our news break, Sean will be previewing it to give you all the information.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning, Madison Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio News. A man is being questioned this morning over a deadly brawl involving an axe in Sydney's West. It's understood a fight broke out between two men after a collision at Cabramatta West around 9 p.m. last night. A 59-year-old suffered a wound to his head and died at the scene. Officers seized an axe which was allegedly used during the altercation. The SES received over 600 calls for help yesterday as wild storms lashed Sydney, bringing damaging winds and hail, leaving thousands of homes without power. 20,000 lightning strikes were recorded across the city. That wet weather is set to stick around today and well into the weekend. British MPs have voted to delay Brexit for 3 more months amid dramatic scenes in the House of Commons. And Boeing has put a freeze on deliveries of its 737 MAX aircraft after the airlines were banned from flying in most countries. In sport this morning, the Broncos' new attacking style didn't eventuate, with Jimmy Roberts injured early and Melbourne having all the ball in the first half last night. Coach Anthony Seibold says the 22-12 loss just sets a benchmark for the effort required this season. The SCG surface has been given the green light for the Roosters' Rabbitohs clash tonight, with Wayne Bennett admitting he'll be a little nervous before the match and says there'll be no problems with Greg Inglis going head-to-head with Latrell Mitchell despite his lack of training. And the AFL has decided against moving the grand final to later in the evening after hinting at a game time change, staying at its traditional time slot at 2:30 in the afternoon. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Laws from the Big Sports Breakfast. We want you to weigh in on the discussion.
Visit our Big Sports Breakfast Facebook and Twitter page every Thursday and Sunday from 3 p.m. and vote from a list of trending sport and racing topics.
The ball's in your court. On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
The largest annual Cocoa Republic warehouse sale is on this weekend, up to 80% off furniture and homewares at the Auburn Warehouse. Details at cocorepublic.com.au ends Sunday. Granville truck breakdown cleared, Parramatta Road, westbound approaching Bowl Street, Brightless Sands, heavy traffic, the Grand Parade, northbound approaching Bay Street. At Rhodes, we're still looking at slow traffic, Ryde Bridge, northbound approaching Victoria Road, in fact, right the way through the top right. Drumina, high volume of traffic, Victoria Road, Citybound approaching Lions Road. The Canterbury Toyota hail sale is now on. Huge savings, minor hail damage, over 30 cars must go. Hurry into Canterbury Toyota today, MD20038. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Mum, do you know some people think we're actors doing radio ads for Bing Lee?
But I'm the real Yanta Lee.
And I'm the real Lionel Lee.
Are you sure?
Yes. Out. Why did you pinch me?
So everyone knows you are real.
Should I pinch you?
Not if you're smart.
Well, this is real. Free delivery on fridges and washers when you spend over $600 at Bing Lee.
You are smart.
And a bonus 10% gift card on selected cooking appliances and dishwashers.
Definitely smarter than you look.
Definitely my real mum.
Conditions apply.
Rise up and witness the sport of Queens on Chandonnay Ladies' Day this Saturday at Rosehill Gardens. Celebrate the launch of the 2019 Longines Golden Slipper Carnival with a sensational day of award-winning hospitality, entertainment and world-class racing, highlighted by the $600,000 Group 1 Coolmore Classic. Rise up for Chandonnay Ladies' Day this Saturday at Rosehill Gardens. For details and to book, visit theraces.com.au.
Who are you backing? The imaginary betting game show with imaginary betting questions like this. Now, Dave, what are the odds you're sitting in traffic thinking about the Tab app with live Sky Racing Vision, which shows every race live?
Who's Dave?
It doesn't matter, Dave, because this game show isn't a thing, but live Sky Racing Vision is. Download it. Who are you backing? Tab.
T's and C's apply. Available to account customers only. Gamble responsibly.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And good morning, everyone. It's 11 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove. We've got racing today, of course, Kembla Grange. Dave Anderson back with us. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Good. Now, I know I spoke to you about an hour ago. You said it was looking a bit threatening then. What's the latest state of play?
No, it's still overcast, but we haven't had any rain, which is very good. There's just looking at the radar now, and there's rain off the coast, but it doesn't look like it's going to come in and get us, which is really good.
So, officially, what will be the state of play there today?
We're kicking off on a heavy track, on a heavy eight.
Yeah.
The rail's in the true position, and as I said before, we had 33 mils of rain overnight.
Mm. All right, so the rail through and you've got a heavy eight, and at this stage, hopefully that rain stays off the coast.
Hopefully it does. Look, it looks like we might be a chance of getting a shower during the day, and let's hope that it's not what they forecast, which is up to 15 mils of rain. Mm. Hopefully we won't get that.
Well, this one time you want them to get the weather wrong, Dave.
That's correct. We certainly do.
We won't make any comment there, you and I, will we?
No. All right, thank you.
Good on you, Dave. Thanks, Dave Anderson. At Kembla Grange, and the track a heavy eight today. The rail is true. The meeting there, as you said, the rain, looking at the radar, is off the coast, so let's hope it stay there. Or it goes around Kembla Grange and then does a turn, heads straight up through the Hunter Valley and to the places where they need it. Because, by gee, it's shocking. I was talking to a friend last night who's on a stud up in the Hunter Valley, and just said it is It is horrible at the moment. They just haven't got the rain, unfortunately. John Scorse joins us. He's going to find the winners. Morning, Scorsey.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Hopefully we get a meeting. I went to Goulburn for nothing yesterday. Look, I'm here at Kembla Grange. It's looking at pretty average on the weather. I'm not going to start trying to tip the weather. I'll be lucky enough to tip the winner's track, so I'll just stick to what I know. But, yeah, it is a little bit overcast at the moment, Sean.
All right. Now, the first, number one, is That So, $5, two out. Number three, Not About Harada, 15, four Love Seat, $1.90, five Blue Carat, or Blue Carrot, is $4.60, six, seven out. Eight, Lady Lucienne, $10, nine Galahad's Quest, 13, 10 Girl You Want, $9.50, 11 out, and 12 Zippy Mississippi, $126. $1.90 for four Love Seat, the favourite, the first.
Yeah, we'll get stuck straight in, and I'll make this a good thing, Sean. 4, 5, 10, and 1. Looks a beautiful race for a Love Seat. I've been placed on the soft, the best we've got, and that was here in a 1400. She got to the mile last time at Wyong and just got back. It was Pop's Girl's been going well, and it led and dictated it. It's got swept off the track. It gets the blinkers. It's fit against and had a bit more racing than most of its opponents here, so we're in good company with Godolphin and James Cummings, the trainer. Look, I just think it'll be too good for these. I'll make it a good thing here. Blue Carrera, we're going to call this, Sean. This will be on the speed.
Yeah, Blue Carrera, yeah.
Looks like Baccarat, I guess, so I'm going to call it Blue Carrera. But I've seen both of this girl's runs, and they've both been pretty handy. As I mentioned, it'll get up there, looks the likely leader. So with these type of conditions, that's an extra tick. And Timmy Clark, he's a wizard with these on-speed horses. Now, I put Girl You Want in for third. This one out of Miss Pageantry for Gwenda Markwell on her home track here. She was okay here three back when she debuted beyond Carambola in a 1,200-metre race. And, look, I thought the mile might suit this third up, and is that so? He might appreciate the give in the ground. He was good on debut. He just whacked away last time. But, look, wherever you go, I think this is clearly on top. Love Seat made it a good thing, Sean, at the $1.90 for a special 5, 10, and 1, mate.
All right. The second event, one against the tide, 23, two Agassi, 420. Number three, Aldasha, 23, four out, five Euroblaze, 14. Six Hamish the Swift, 26, seven Rear Fender, 11. Number eight, Taj, $5, nine Capamore, 330. 10 Lux Fortune, 26, 11 Glamorama Girl, 41. Number 12, Avira, 650, and 13 Polished Penny, 14. 330 favourite, number nine, Capamore.
Yeah, I'll give it a go again today. Start number 13, Sean. The numbers here, 9, 8, 12, and 2. Capamore, she's pretty unlucky too at Gosford first up. Just got held up behind a few slow ones. She's second up 3 seconds from three tries. Look, she's been placed in there. She ticks nearly every box, but she's been certainly overdue. So I don't know that you want to take too much shorter than the current price, but she looks the one, so I'll go with her on top here. Now, Taj was okay both runs, particularly on debut beyond Coterie up there at Wyong. It comes here after two trials, and they've both been 1,200 metres for Chris Waller, Glenn Schofield. Look, Truett in for second here. 12, this has got to go into the tips here. Avira, I was here that day, ran third in that Carambola race. It was big odds that day. I just think back to Kembla Grange on the six-day backup from Newcastle last week. It went round there. I've thrown it in for third, and two Agassi are probably better suited here at Kembla Grange. It's run at Wyong, was okay back and deep, and gets a better chance here. 9, 8, 12, and 2 in the second, Sean.
All right, the third, 1 Highway, 26, 2 Restrained, 320, 3 Happy, 70, 950, 4 Mandalong Tap at 26, 5 Sergeant, 460, 6 out, 7 Kings Peak, $5, 8, 9, 10 out, 11 Sir Owen, $5, 12 Baity is $6.50, 13 Akoi, 34, 14 out, 15 One of the Kind, 51. Favourite 320, number 2 Restrained.
Yeah, I like Kings Peak, Sean. I'm just a real fan of the horse. 7-2-11-5 for me, Kings Peak. Seen a bit of this fellow. He won his maiden at Goulburn. He went under his... Just wasn't suited the day he was beaten here. That's good track form. And then he resumed with just a soft enough win in a Class 1 down there at Goulburn. I just think he's in for a really good campaign. I'm going to trust him on the heavies. He has won on a soft 5 only. But John O'Shea's left him in. He's drawn deep. That might... Now we're down with all the scratchings. We're down to a field of 10 here. Look, I'll just go with him on spec. Obviously restrained. Hasn't seen the heavy. It's a long row out of a commands mare. Two from two. It's got the inside gate, so there's a lot to like about it here. Very keen to have a look at it in the yard. Now, Sir Owen, I thought, was pretty handy up there at Wyong. Only had the five starts, this fellow, Peter and Paul Snowden, and looked placed on the soft only. But we've just got to take a few of these on trust, the fact that they've left them in, Sean. So I think he's a nice horse on the way up. And five, I threw in for fourth here in Sergeant. Scratch from a later race, I think he was, Sean. So, look, he's in good hands. And Tommy Berry for James Cummings, I threw him in next best. But a good little contest for class two, 7, 2, 11, and 5.
All right. Now, the fourth, one is Equipped, 380, two is out. Number three, Fairlight, $6. Four, Armad, 7, 5, Resort, 7. 6, My King's Council, 550, 7, 8, 9 out. 10, Diamond Star Halo, 9. 11, Joey's Joy is 950. Number 12, Chili Beauty, 19. 13, Cool, 119. 14, First Korea, 12 and 15 out. Favourite, 381, Equipped.
Yeah, it'll be a nice old slog, this one, Sean, over the mile and a half. Look, I've gone a little bit wide here. 11, 3, 1 and 4. I don't mind the chances of Joe's Joy here with 52 and a half after Robbie Dolan's claim. The Song of Tara, Sean, we know they're absolute swimmers. He's only had the one try on the heaven he was placed, but he comes here, look, with a bit of racing under his belt, and although widely drawn, I just think if he's not too far off them, he might just keep hammering with that weight advantage, and I'm going to go with him at the 9.50. This imported horse, Fairlight, gets to a big track here. Gosford was pretty handy there, was a little bit keen in the run, but he goes straight to the mile and a half, and this will be like a good track for him, some of the tracks they get over there. I threw him in second. Obviously, Equipped with a bit in his favour here after Billy Owen's claim. He's really good round this type of trip, and he'll put himself not too far off them all the way. And four, I threw him for fourth, Armad. We found him a few times, this fellow, at Nowra. And then Kenzo, he won. He was only fair, but he gets a little bit of a freshen up, Sean, so he's not without a chance either. Look, tough to assess. It'll be a real slog, as I mentioned. I made it 11, 3, 1, and 4.
All right, the fifth, one out. Number two, Dashley Dub, 26. Three is Come Along, $8, four out. Five, Columbina, 240, six and seven out. Eight, Toots, 550, nine out. 10, Segalas is 350, 11 out. 12, Allison of Tuffy, 15, 13 out. 14, All in Rhythm, 13. 15, Falling Waters, 51. 16, Frankea is 26. 17, Malachi Crunch, 51. 18, Attaboy Charlie, 41. 19, Ethnicity, 51 and 20 out. 2.40 favourite, 5, Columbina.
Yeah, got to go with it too, Sean. Again, a long row out of a commands mare. So, look, 5, 8, 10 and 2 for me. I've got to go with Columbina. It was massive first up at Hawkesbury from back there. It gets to the 1,200. It's got heavy track form. You've got J-Mac and James Cummings again. So we'll go with it. The 2.40 is probably short enough, but it does look the winner to me. 8, Toots will be right up there now with Danny Williams. She's good. She's fit third up from a spell here, likes the heavy, races on the speed. That's a good recipe for a race like this. 10, Segalas has to go in. You couldn't get a guide from it at Wyong, and it gets to the big track here at start number 4. I think start number 5, I think this will probably suit it, Kembla Grange, and the 1,200 as well. And 2, Dashley Dub, a little bit of value. Paddy's claim, he's okay on his home track, and he likes the wet. Made it 5, 8, 10, and 2 in the fifth, Sean.
The sixth, the Bert Lilly Memorial, and one is out. Number 2, Albumin, is 420. 3, Intuition, 250. 4, Bolero King, 34. 5, Piracy, 330. 6 out, 7, Old Man Sand, 13. 8 out, 9, Sheriff, $5. 10, Handfast, 21. And 11 out. In a favourite here, 250. Again, the Cummings McDonald accommodation, 3, Intuition.
Yeah, she's a winner, isn't she? I've got to go with her, Sean. 3.592 for me. But Intuition, well, when my last run was at Flemington, wasn't it, in mid-February there. Look, only one try on the heavy, but they've left her in. She's a street cry. That's a good enough guide for me, and she's certainly nice and classy. That record is very, very good. And four wins at the 1,200 as well. Named after the great man, Bert Lilly, Sean. So it's a really good lineup, I think. He'd be happy to see what he sees here if he was going through the form, but got to be with Intuition here. Five Piracy, the stable mate, was really good first up. Was just mowed down by Renewal. Look, a lot of soft form about it. It's got a good gait and it'll be right there all the way. It'll probably look the winner at some stage. Just got to fend off the stable mate. Look, outside those, nine we got here, Sheriff. Now, don't mind this fella. They got him going really well. He failed his only try on a heavy, Sean, but they've got him going really well, the price camp. And down the weight and up on the speed, he's going to give you a good side here for sure, and album him. Don't know about him in the real heavy. All his good forms on top of the ground, but he's a classy galloper. A 3.592 in the Burt Lily.
Race 7, the Kembla Grange Classic. Now, 1 Pahutakawa, $2. 2 Alaika Easy, 34. 3 Graceful Glamour, 19. 4 Frankly Awesome, 26. 5 Lady of Shalottas, 15. 6 Scarlet Dream, 650. 7 Out, 8 Welch Legend, 26. 9 Zaraya is 61. 10 Live in the Fast Lane, 23. 11 Romany Girl, 10. 12 Sister Sledge, 550. 13 Al Mahiri, 26. 14 Amana Khan is 51. 15 Lolita Gold, 151. 16 Out, 17 House of Cartier, 26 and 18. Altiara, 151, 19, 20 out. Again, Godolphin with 1 Pahutakawa, $2 favourite.
Oh, look, it's a big field, but gee, I like it, Sean. I made her the second good thing of the day, Pahutakawa. 1, 6, 3 and 11. She's just about got everything in her favour today. Didn't really go for her last time behind Nikita Jane, but she was massive first up. She was terrific when she won those two races last preparation. And, look, we know she's going to handle the heavy. Gets the blinkers on for the first time. And I love the gate from the mile here. That gives him any option he likes here, James Cummings, with this. You'd imagine with the full field, the speed will be good enough and he'll get a little bit of cover. She's got the finish to, and the class to just run straight over the top of these. So Pahutakawa, as I mentioned, evens in a big field, but if makes its own, if it gets a little bit of fresh air, it's just going to run them down. So I made it a good thing. Look, Scarlet Dream was terrific first up. Second up at 1 mile maiden here last preparation. The stable, Robbie Dolan, with a ride in a non-claiming race. That's a great feather in his hat, Sean. So hopefully it runs well for them. Look, I don't really worry about the gate when you look at it. The outside from the mile here, you've got as long as you like. You might be able to get onto the back of the favourite. Look, 3, I put 3rd in the tips here in Graceful Glamour again for Mark Newnham, Timmy Clark. Look, well, you've got to go back to last preparation placed in the Oaks. So comes here 3rd up from a spell. I think it's going to be not too far off them somewhere, Sean. And 11, Romany Girl I threw in for Chris Waller. Is probably best of the rest, but gee, it's got a little bit on these Pahutakawa. I made it a good thing. One, a special, 6, 3, and 11.
Okay, the 8th one is out. Number 2, Host We Never Knew, 21. 3, Never Been Another, 34. 4, Blast, 440. Number 5, Home Wind, 34. 6, Garros, 23. 7 and 8 out. 9, Sydney Blue, 17. 10, California Longbow, 15. 11 out. 12, Etheridge, 10. 13, Tuesday Special, 8. 14 Autumn, 4.20, 9 Misbelief, $5, 15 Misbelief, Fathers, $5, 16 Vertex, 19, 17 El Dorado Mine, 21, 18 out, 19 Air Freeze, 17, 20 out. 4.20 favourite is Autumn, number 14.
Yeah, gee, I like Blast here. 4, 13, 12 and 19 for me, Sean. Look, I loved his win first up. He got back and off the bridle. Just some good signs from him that maiden win. Look, we don't know about him on the heavy, but he was placed on a soft 7. So maybe we might end up on a soft 7 today, Sean. Who knows? I don't like the look of the sky, but I just think he's a really nice horse and he's in for a good campaign. So I'm going to go with Blast. He'll probably get back and you'll have your heart in your mouth. But when he picks up, he's got a nice turn of foot. So I'm going to go with him. I thought Tuesday Special, well, the debut win was really good. Beautifully bred, this girl, for Baker and Kieran McAvoy here. It's got to be in there somewhere. 12 Etheridge, second up for John Thompson. I liked a few of her runs. I was there the day she won at Goulburn and then resumed at Hawkesbury. This is more its cup of tea, a big track and a mile second up. And soft form is good enough for me. And 19 Air Free I threw in at some big odds for the exotics. Ran a cheeky race in a highway last time. I know it's different grade, but the team are going so well, I thought it might have a cheeky chance down in the weight. But I like Blast in the last. 4, 13, 12 and 19, the lucky last, Sean.
Any standouts here today?
Well, look, I'm going to have two goes. I think we'll get the money. We'll get first crack at the track with Love Seat. And I just think it's fitting in too good a form and the blinkers go on. So race one, number four, Love Seat, and all the class in the world. Race seven in the main race, the Kembla Grange Classic, Pahuta Kawa. So the multi might be the way to go there, Sean. Race one, number four. Race seven, number one from Kembla Grange.
Terrific. Good on you, John. Enjoy the day. Stay dry.
We'll try, Sean.
John scores for Kembla Grange. Great day, Bert Lilly Handicap, and also the Kembla Grange Classic. 28 past 10, Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
The Australian Easter Yearling Sale is the number one sale for Group 1 winners in Australia. Graduates in the past season won the Golden Slipper, Caulfield Guineas and Royal Ascot's Diamond Jubilee amongst many other of the world's top races. Give yourself the best chance of success at the elite level. The Australian Easter Yearling Sale, April 9 and 10 at Riverside Stables, Sydney. Catalogue out now. Go to inglis.com.au.
Race into autumn with the all-new Muswellbrook Cup Day, Friday, March 29, featuring the Muswellbrook Gold Cup. Come and enjoy an authentic, relaxed country racing experience at the TAB Country Race Club of the Year. Get your tickets now at muswellbrookraceclub.com.au.
I know I can secure extra stock at a great price, but I can't get the finance.
Yeah, my business premises really need a fresh fit out, but the bank said no.
When you're ready to grow your small business, a loan from OnDeck can help. With loans of up to $250,000 and funds in your account as early as the next business day. Find out why OnDeck Group are trusted by over 80,000 business owners globally. Visit ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
10:30, Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news and sport now with Madison Clare Sloan.
Morning to you, Cozzy. Well, Scott McLaughlin will start from pole in two supercar races this weekend. After dominating qualifying yesterday, the Formula One cars hit the track later today in Melbourne. Buddy Franklin has been added to the AFL Hall of Fame and hopes to be added to the Swans next week, while Wayne Bennett admits there'll be a few nerves before he coaches the Rabbitohs against the Roosters at the SCG tonight. But there's no doubt about Greg Inglis, with just three training sessions under his belt, switching to the right side of the field to go head-to-head with Latrell Mitchell. And the Storm start the season on a winning note again, beating the Broncos 22-12 last night. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio brings you every angle of Sydney's autumn carnival. The Golden Slipper barrier draw is crucial, and the Big Sports Breakfast and Racing HQ will have it covered. Tuesday morning at Rose Hill, catch the BSB from 5:30 with the Slipper draw at 11 on Sky Sports Radio.
Mum, how good is our new Bosch dishwasher deal?
Tell me, Lionel.
Buy any Bosch dishwasher at Bingley this month and you'll get an 8-month supply of...
Finish.
Mum, just once, when I think of a great deal, I wish you'd let me...
Finish.
Is that a pun?
What's a pun?
I'm going to say it again. Buy any Bosch dishwasher at Bingley this month and get an 8-month finish supply. Ha ha, Mum.
Finish the ad.
Conditions apply. On March 31, this offer will...
Finish.
It's as much a part of the autumn as the Derby and the Doncaster. The annual Racing Fraternity Mass brings all sections of the racing industry together. Everyone is welcome to attend the Mass in the Royal Randwick Ballroom, Randwick Racecourse at 11 a.m. Sunday, March 17.
Kia, it's all about the number 7. Because during the Kia 7-day sale, private buyers receive a $777 bonus across a wide range of new Kia models, including Sportage, Sorento, Stinger and more. Plus, they all come with Australia's best 7-year warranty. When you think of the number 7, think Kia. Kia's 7-day sale ends March 17. Sale excludes Sorato GT